Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
I'm Elaine Cha. Missouri is one of just two states in the nation without a law that bans distracted driving for all motorists. Currently, the Show Me State's only prohibition applies to those under 21. Now, if you do drive with some regularity, you may be shaking your head because drivers over 21 do plenty of distracted motoring. So why is it that Missouri's law is limited in this way? And what's the outlook for statewide legislation that addresses behavior that endangers anyone on our roads? Here to speak to that is reporter Eric Berger, who investigated the issue for Kaiser Health News earlier this month. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Eric, your recent piece in Kaiser Health News tackles the subject of distracted driving laws, and a lot of what you describe is the complexity of what exactly a distracted driving law actually means. So what is a distracted driving law?
Yeah, so there's a spectrum of distracted driving laws in terms of how broad they are, but generally they are laws aimed at ensuring that drivers keep their eyes on the road rather than look at their cell phone.
Mm-hmm. And that is just the basic then about keeping your eyes on the road?
Yes, and there's more specific language obviously in a lot of the laws, but basically they're primarily aimed at keeping people from using their cell phone for texting or just surfing the web or any number of things that people use their cell phone for.
Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to that language that you were talking about, is there an example that you can provide of an existing distracted driving law from another state that is maybe broad and or one that might be a little more specific?
Sure. So there are 24 states that have passed laws which prohibit drivers from even holding their cell phones. And then there are some which only ban texting or ban texting and holding a cell phone when in a school or a work zone. So really there are a variety of different laws.
So it really runs the gamut then. Now,
yeah.
As your title, the title of your piece states, Missouri is just one of two states, along with Montana, that lacks a distracted driving law that applies to all drivers. Why are Missouri and Montana holdouts on this?
So the objections I've heard, most if not all from Republicans, are that the laws are difficult to enforce. Some think that they could actually make the roads less safe because they say that people might then keep their cell phones in their lap and not hold it up so that they, avoid getting pulled over and then, have their eyes looking down rather than on the road. And then I think some people just see it as one more infringement on people's civil liberties and have expressed concern that the laws might be used for police to pull people over without cause.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do have another guest today who has had direct experience with what holding out has looked like, and that is former Missouri Representative Jeff Porter. Jeff, thank you so much for driving all the way out here today.
Thank you, Elaine. Appreciate being here.
Now, you are a former Missouri Republican legislator, and Eric was just saying that it's been largely Republicans who've been against legislation passing around distracted driving. You served as state representative from Montgomery City. Now, during that time that you served, you proposed legislation no less than three times, mm-hmm, to limit handheld cell phone usage, and each time the bill was defeated. What were the reasons, Jeff, that your colleagues gave for not backing these bills?
The thing is that we got to look at is we never got to the House floor. So a lot of times, you know, your leadership is actually where it stopped. So basically, we never got a chance to. Last year, I had a chance to present the bill in a hearing setting, but it was never brought to a vote. So a lot of it's at the leadership level on this type of situation. A lot of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle were definitely in favor of it. Some of the pieces from AAA insurance shows at least 2/3 of Republicans are for it. And there's a good percentage of a look into it deeper once they get all the facts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what were the reasons that they gave, those who were in leadership, for not supporting this?
I think the biggest thing is government overreach is what they keep thinking about. You know, my situation, a little bit more about my background. I've been an insurance agent since 1991 with my own insurance agency with auto claims. So I deal with that quite a bit. So I'm boots on the ground. A lot of these folks that are down there, they're all good Republicans. They just want to make sure that we don't have too much government overreach. And being from the insurance industry, I have a lot more stats that I get to see. And also, you know, I've had a lot of claims through the many years I've been an agent. And I see the repercussions. And I think a lot of it is just to provide the stats to the Republicans just mm-hmm. to sway them.
Are there any anecdotes that you have shared from your experience as an insurance agent that have demonstrated maybe to people who are not as convinced that this should be something that is legislated?
Well, some of the things that they keep coming up as counters, like we can always use careless and prudent as a law to combat the distracted drivers. The problem is that law has been around since 1911, and at that time legislators didn't know what a cell phone was.
Sure.
A lot of times with the prosecutors, when they're trying to use that law for distracted driving, it's not specified for cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came up with my bill in the last 3 years was just to specify all age groups mm-hmm. that distracted driving cell phone is not going to be allowed except for hands-free.
So you're coming here from Montgomery City,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it is an area that is far less like densely populated
mm-hmm.
than where we are now. Are there some considerations that you have made around statewide legislation that apply just as much to folks who are living in less densely populated areas and, you know, those who are in more urban areas like we're in this moment?
A lot of the stats that I look at is that, unfortunately, distracted driving doesn't have a area where it just emphasizes population. You're going to have more wrecks in more highly populated areas, but you still have deaths and casualties and injuries throughout every county of the state.
We're talking about Missouri's notable lack of prohibitions against distracted driving and why they could be changing this year here with experience on the legislation side, or at least trying to get that, is former Missouri Representative Jeff Porter and Eric Berger, who is a freelance reporter who's just written a piece about that in Kaiser Health News. Now, Eric, it's not as simple as you wrote in your piece as banning, quote, distracted driving. You know, we could be talking about texting, as you said, or specifically texting while driving, or even holding the phone in any circumstance, which includes being stopped at a light. Why do these details matter, Eric?
Yeah, I think it comes down to law enforcement's ability to actually enforce these laws. So if it just bans texting, when a police officer sees someone holding their phone, it can be difficult, if not impossible, for them to know whether that person was using the phone to text or was just looking something up on the internet or any number of the other things that people use their cell phones for. Whereas a lot of states ban people from holding their cell phone altogether, which makes it a lot easier for police to enforce. And those laws have been shown by groups that have researched this to be much more effective than laws which only ban texting and driving, or even some laws that prevent people from holding and using their cell phone, because that, again, then, you know, a police officer has to determine whether they were just holding it or whether they were actually using their cell phone.
Mm-hmm. So on this note then of enforcement, Was there anything that you found out about how different states approach this that sort of stood out as something that was interesting, maybe that didn't make it into your piece, but you think is worth talking about now?
Well, I think there have been red and blue states that have passed, well, you know, as you mentioned earlier, the only states that have not passed laws that at least ban all drivers from texting and driving are Missouri and Montana. But generally, the states that have passed more restrictive laws are predominantly blue states, and ones that have passed laws which may only ban texting and driving are generally more red states.
Mm-hmm. Now, beyond groups that have an explicit sort of political orientation, are there like community organizations or groups that are in favor of a law that legislates distracted driving? And is there anything that they are doing from sort of a civic participation point of view that could help a bill, you know, become a law?
Well, there is a hands-free driving coalition here in Missouri, which is comprised of groups like TrailNet and AAA. And I know that they have done some lobbying in the state capitol and have otherwise advocated for a hands-free driving law in the state. So I think they are the ones kind of leading the charge in this effort.
And Jeff, you're nodding your head.
Yes, and I agree with Eric. There is groups like what he mentioned too. Plus, there's a lot. The whole insurance industry is totally behind it. Mm-hmm. MoDOT's behind it. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Missouri Employers Mutual, because a lot of times with work comp, you have a lot of people that gets hurt while they're on the job. The work comp claim, so they're definitely in favor of it. There also, there's a bill. I don't know if you want to pivot to the current setting.
Oh no, please do. That was. Okay. What we had next.
So basically, they have the Senate committee substitute names the law the Siddons-Benning Hands-Free Law. That's the honor of the husbands of the two victims advocates who've been working on this legislation. I met both these people last year, and their stories are very compelling and fully understand the problem that we have in this day, because their lives have changed forever. Their liberties have been changed forever, because basically they've lost, in most cases, the main breadwinner of that family and also part of the glue. You got to, you know, have mom and dad, and of course now dad's gone. So basically, you know, Senator Bean, Republican from the Southeast Missouri, as well as Senator Razor from Kansas City, Republican and Democrat, so it's going to be bipartisan. They're combining their bills is what I anticipate. And basically, it got through the first committee, and we're hoping to hear it on the Senate floor sometime soon. So we'll see how it goes. And there was no votes against it, the way I understood it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this could be the year that the bill actually becomes law?
Well, last year, it went through Senate. Senator Razor had it last year solo, and it got through last year, but we never got it through the House. We never got through the committee on the House side.
And what is your sense, each of you, of, you know, what people on the ground might need to understand about the necessity for a law like this? So, Jeff, you were talking about that in real life experience that family had. You made the point they not only lost rights, but they've lost livelihood and the life of somebody who's very important in their family.
Well, there's a lot of things to look at. I mean, that is number one in my mind, but also the workforce is affected by it. The work comp, you know, if it's a work-related accident, well, like a lot of these, both these cases were. And I think a lot of that just changes the whole idea of it. I mean, you know, being Republican or pro-life, and basically on the whole situation, I'm going to support all lives. And this is another set of lives, you know. I respect, you know, our liberties and choices, and I don't want government overreach, but we have years of data to show it's going the wrong way. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had, let's see, 197,000 crashes caused by distracted driving on Missouri roads from 2012 to 2021, and 801 people killed from that same time period. So when you look at these other states, like I think Georgia, when they actually enacted their distracted driving, I think the first month phone use dropped 22%. Mm-hmm. So it can happen. I think a lot of it, you got to have the teeth in the law in order for them to say, hey, this is a law, so they can actually promote that, just like seatbelt law. You know, I'm 60 years old, and I remember fighting the seatbelt a long time ago because I was mm-hmm. raised where we didn't have it. A lot of the trucks on the farms where I was raised at didn't have a seatbelt. Now I wouldn't drive without it on. And I think a lot of it's a behavior thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that is exactly what I thought about in mm-hmm. preparation for this segment mm-hmm. was that we think about seatbelts as just, that's a matter of course, but there was a whole battle that came with getting those put into cars in the first place and passing legislation for people to wear those. Now, Eric, one angle you explore in your piece is the question of, do these laws banning distracted driving actually have an impact on fatal crashes and pedestrian deaths? Because it's not just people in vehicles, it's people who are on or by the road. Jeff, you did mention something that gets a little bit to that. But Eric, as we understand, it's still kind of unknown about what impact it's going to have. Tell us about what you found in your reporting.
Yeah, well, can I circle back to one of the cases that Jeff mentioned about a woman who lost her husband?
Of course.
Because I think that, yeah, so the one of the people I wrote about was Adrian Siddons, and her husband was working a triathlon in Colombia when a woman who was driving 18 miles an hour over the speed limit and not paying attention, she swerved when she got to a red light and hit him, and he died in that accident. And so Adrian has spent a number of years and testified and a number of times about such legislation. Whether these laws work or not, there have actually been studies that have looked at this. And when a law is broad enough to ban holding a cell phone rather than just texting or, you know, holding and using a cell phone, they do reduce the number of fatal accidents.
Well, and preservation of life is certainly that's a pretty good reason to start moving on some legislation. Now, this is for either of you. 382 people died in Missouri crashes involving a distracted driver from 2017 through 2021. That's a lot of the time, Jeff, that you were a rep, according to the Missouri Coalition for Road Safety. That is where those numbers come from. Eric reported that researchers believe those numbers are an undercount. So talk to us about the unknowns here. Do we really know the impact of distracted driving? And why is it difficult now to get a clear picture?
Some of the people who have studied this have said that they think the distracted driving numbers are actually an undercount because it can be difficult to determine what the driver's behavior at the time of the accident. And so they actually think that rear end crashes are a better metric for looking at those issues. And so one of the studies looked at data and also found that when drivers were banned from holding their cell phone, it reduced the number of rear end crashes. But I guess the unknown is, are the distracted driving numbers actually reflective of the number of accidents that occur because someone is holding their cell phone, or is there perhaps an undercount there?
Mm-hmm. Eric, I got a story for you. I've been in insurance for a long time, and I've handled a lot of claims. And one time I was going to a political function towards St. Louis and a high Hiller's Nest curve right there on I-70. As I was approaching the first curve of it, I saw this vehicle lose control. This was daytime, okay? It was bright, outside, and the car still started rolling on its side. It rolled across the cables and landed upside down. I pulled over quickly, called 911 to get the enforcements there to see what's going on. Went out to see the young man. It was one person inside the vehicle. He's army crawling out through the broken glass. And the first thing I asked him, were you texting and driving? Because it's, you know, been a bill in my mind. And he went, and he didn't know I was a cop. I got a flat top, so who knows? I'm not. And he said, no. But the thing is, I got tapped in the rear. Well, I looked at the rear end of his vehicle. All the damage was on the side of the rolling. There was no dents on the rear end. So, you know, I'm suspicious that it was texting and driving because he was trying to find his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes, yeah. Well, you know, those are the examples I think do not get reported if that was the case. And you take that times, you know, the amount of people that could be involved in these wrecks, mm-hmm. I think it's way under reported.
Jeff Porter is a former Missouri state lawmaker who continues to advocate for a state-level distracted driving law, and Eric Berger is a freelance journalist. You can find a link to his recent investigation tackling Missouri's lack of distracted driver laws on our website, stlonair.show. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Our podcast proudly supports St. Louis artists by using music from Life Creative Group.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.